I feel bad that I said it was beautiful.
I was like, welcome to another Latino Weed podcast and the Latino Weed podcast. Christian Hennis Meyer and today with Kevin Callum.
There you go.
Did I pronounce it right?
You were so concerned about it.
Now you can pronounce my last name.
Henningsmeyer.
This is, I believe you pronounce it better than me. why do you look like a workshopper? That's my first question.
Henningsmeyer. Yeah.
I'm going to record this.
I didn't do it fast. See, if you do it fast, that's where you
I'm going to record it. Uh-huh. And every time I'm up at a place and they're like, how do you pronounce your name? I'm like, Hear this. Actually, I don't have to record it now because I have it on video. I'll just pop up the video like, no. Henningsmeyer.
I've become a button on people's phones. I guess it's good, though. You become a button on someone's phone, especially everyone has a phone. It's not a bad thing.
This is not how he sounds, but he works in radio, so I believe this is your radio voice?
You mean this is my broadcasting voice?
You know, I have a radio voice, but in Spanish.
Oh, I bet I could see it. You have a you have a bass too. You have the compression, the natural compression.
Estamos en 97.8 FM. Estamos escuchando aquí a Kevin Callum.
Oh.
Vamos a hablar un poquito sobre cualquier cosa de la radio. This is my radio voice.
What did you insult? I don't know if you insulted me or complimented me, but all of it sounded cool.
I did not insult you. Let me see. I'll insult you now.
Okay, but make it sound
amazing.
Do it. Do it, because people who speak Spanish will just know that I'm just the dumb gringo guy who didn't know what you were saying. But make it sound as cool and eloquent and classy, but you're just completely insulting me.
Good. Estamos aquí en 97.8 FM en Another Latino Weed Podcast. Estamos con Kevin Hellum. Uh-huh. Kevin es un increíble inútil. No sirve para nada. Yo creo que, la verdad, no debía haber tenido nunca a este personaje en este podcast. Es la peor persona que conozco, pero tuve que tener a alguien el día de hoy, así que bienvenido. Bienvenido, Kevin.
Gracias.
There you go. Thank you so much for... No, thank you. Why do you look like a wood chopper?
I'll take a wood chopper. I was wearing flannel. It's September.
The beer.
Yeah.
You think you have like a really nice like moment when the beers were... like trend, because now it's like mustache and shit.
The mustache is the beard is out. It's beard out, mustache.
I beard is out.
I'm never relenting on the beard. I have to go with what I have. I shaved the head early.
But this was like 2012. Was like the hipster when people were like doing the tattoo on the finger of
yes, the mustache.
Those moments you were killing.
I think I did it around. I did it once in like 2012-ish when I thought my hair might thin in the back, and then I grew it out full one more time, and then I was filming a TV show that didn't get on television, like a comedy thing, and I saw the back of my head just once, and it wasn't bad, but it was bad enough where I'm like, I'm going to get ahead of this. And I started to just like really keep my hair shorter and shorter and shorter.
But this is a super nice look.
Yeah. Yeah. I've grown into it.
You should like always carry an axe.
My lamest Halloween costume. I think the last time I dressed for Halloween, I was like the woodsman or something like that. Yeah.
I love that. Like, okay. I always like bring subjects, topics, whatever. And so you're going to vote for Trump. This is not the topic.
Listen, you don't put it on. You don't say it.
I've been seeing like, which. I don't care about USA politics because I have enough with my politics back in Venezuela. So if you're like, who you're rooting for, I don't care.
Minnesota or Venezuela?
Venezuela.
You say it too fast.
I know, that's the problem.
That sweet accent.
Venezuela. But I do not
Venezuela is nuts right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Venezuela right now, this is what is happening in Venezuela. Maduro stole the elections. Like, basically... like the opposition have like all the acts and all the evidence that prove like, hey, we have all the acts, so we won because we have it on paper. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we were hacked, but even though we were the
it's somewhere where they both claim the other side stole it. Like there's misinformation in both directions.
But like we have like the acts, we have all the evidence, and they were like, no. Do you know what? The CNN, that is like the voting system, the entity that regulates the voting elections.
Mm-hmm. Ran like, by Wolf Blitzer.
They were like, no, we were hacked. But Maduro won. I was like, if you were hacked, how do you know he won? No, he won. We don't know how to prove it, but he won. I was like, but we actually have the evidence. No, that's not that's not the evidence. It's like, but you have evidence that he won. Did.
Is it something where like they get a far away enough in the election? He's like, it's already done, dude.
Almost.
I mean, it's already done, man.
And the president of the CNN is member.
That's the voting system
of the voting system. Is member of the government. Oh. So it's like, yes, you're super fair, super fair.
Yeah.
I just like knock this out.
Gotta love a fallacy of a democracy, man.
You see when something is real, but
plug it in. It's fine. Whatever, dude. Whatever. It's podcasting. Roll with it, buddy. There you go.
So
keep your power source.
This is my country. So whenever it's like people, oh, you're rooting for Kamala or Trump, I'm like, I don't care. Like I have too much on my politics, so I never go into politics here. But
sorry, I didn't mean to put it that way. I was like, educate me.
I just cried.
Be a Vice video I roll across that I wouldn't normally watch on my own time. Yeah.
But what I've been watching, and this is not good. This does not look good on the Democratic Party. I've been watching. Like I know there's the same videos on the other side, but. Mm-hmm. People just wearing a Trump t-shirt and they jump him because he's just wearing a Trump t-shirt. And it's like, you're not solving anything by being violent.
But how many of those videos are like staged?
Maybe. Yeah. I have seen like.
How many of those videos are just like completely staged bullshit?
Like I've seen like three. I believe one of them was pretty much staged. There's one that is like, I believe this one was not. Like, I'm pretty sure that one was not. But.
And also, just like somebody wearing a t-shirt doesn't imply that's the reason they're getting jumped. It's everything's so edited and cropped and like presented in a way where everyone wants it to be their certain thing for their certain narrative. And it's. They're like the idea of misinformation, no one understands how rampant it is.
Well, that's one of the teams I have. I just scanned the conversation. Someone discovered that we know that the algorithm is feeding us what we want to see. That we know that.
Yeah.
But someone discovered that even in the comments of the same video, you go for a video and it was a couple and the woman obviously is a woman and she's like feminist and the guy is just a guy. And the comments on the same video, she sent the video to him. And the video was like a dispute, like one woman that like was like just like
the comments he sees are completely different.
Yeah, the woman was ranting about an attitude her husband had, and in the video, and she sent that video to her husband, and she's like, "Yeah, look at the comments, so I'm right." And they look at the comments, and her comments, like when she got into the comments, were like, "Yeah, girl, like go for the bag or
completely
whatever."
Completely different comments.
Like supporting like her side, and his comment were like, "Yeah, he dodged a bullet," like whatever, completely on his side. And they're like, usually you go to the comments, kind of looking for like, okay, what is the poll? What is people thinking?
What's the temperature on this?
But yeah, now it's not that like that anymore. Even the comments are like tailored to you. Always be right.
It's the thing. This is me working in media for my entire adult life because it's happened so quickly since I got out of school. I got out of school like right around the time of social media kind of picking up. But it wasn't something where it was – you knew you would just be able to see stuff that was like fake. It was noticeable. Mind you, because there wasn't like cheap stuff to write it. There wasn't cheap stuff to produce it. There wasn't like – bunk level AI bullshit like there is now. AI is crap. It's fucking bullshit.
And they keep like getting it.
And also, there's so many people that like use it, and it's so clear that you're using it, and you're not doing any actual work. You're just clicking copy paste into a program and then churning it out. It's like, and I work in digital content as well. It's like very aggravating. It's made a lot of dumb people have the illusion of being smart. And I feel very
right.
Yeah,
being right, being dumb.
No, being just making themselves feel right. That like that's half of it. So exactly. There's just this like constant level of chasing a dopamine kick of just, if I get likes, this is the illusion of like being on the right side of history, which is part of it. It's where we're at. And that's just that's not just the United States.
But you know? Yeah, it's not just the United States, but I believe what that will cause is like this, like we are already as super segregated by a lot of things like religion, politics, race, like human race.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is going to just like create a gap so fucking wild, because now you will always feel you are right. Like, you always have like this illusion that, oh yeah, I post it. If I have many comments and many likes, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but both sides have the same. So it's like, there's like no common ground
anymore.
And
also, we're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. This isn't something where, oh, I'm wrong. No. Like
this COVID. Like,
yeah, like
look at user 749010 Minnesota. He just said that. Yeah, I nailed it. Like every time I
this robot in a spreadsheet told me I was right.
Dude, yeah. Every time I have comments on of people hating me on the videos on TikTok, it's always like it's like Mr. Robot, and it's like the image of a cat that is a mechanic. It's like, you're not a real person. Like, shut up.
And if you are, why aren't you just being a real person? Yeah. Like, who runs the amount of people that have like bot accounts just to troll people is astonishing too.
Yeah, like have you seen like a I believe this is more Latino. Mm-hmm. But in YouTube, there's people who make like accounts of like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he always comments. He's like, this is his job. I don't know. But he always
people comments. Are using the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to troll their fellow brother and sister.
Yeah. It, like, say it's a Rose Battle video, mm-hmm. or whatever. And someone said, like, Jesus Christ, like, this is really bad. And then he comment as Jesus Christ, like, actually, I like this one. He's like, dude.
That's just, at least that's funny. You know, yeah, at least everyone knows, you know. I don't know.
If someone doesn't know, if someone is like, Jesus is also on YouTube. Oh, my God, I didn't know.
Smash like, and subscribe.
And they're like, just, no, I follow Jesus, like, yeah. Pretty religious now on YouTube. Like, he's hilarious as fuck. But yeah, there's that. There's people going behind bots. I have had bad comments. I have seen videos that they get like engagement because of bad comments. Mm-hmm. Like videos that are like poor and that are bad and it doesn't help at any point. But they get like viral because of the bad comments, and it's like if you have so many bad comments, this shouldn't be viral. Like it's the other way around, you know. Like, mm-hmm. But no, it's like, oh no, like people like to engage through hate. So I've seen videos that get like 1 million views, and all the comments are like, "I hate this shit. I listen to this. Like, how do I erase my memory?" Those are the comments. It's like, why are we making this viral then?
Yeah, and part of it, it's like, what's easier to do? Like, what is just easier to do? Like, it's way easier to just say something sucks.
Yeah.
How much harder is it to craft a reason why something's good?
Well,
literally challenge yourself. It is, how much easier is it to, like, how many times would you rather watch a review of a movie that's bad and you'll be entertained by the review just trashing the movie?
Like,
and I love, there's like an entire genre of my YouTube that I love that's just awfully bad movies. And there's an art form to that. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful and it's entertaining. But then there's part of me that's like, well, when do I just like actually, because I've gotten so far into it, when do I actually just get to like watching the movies that are good? I've watched so many reviews of bad movies, way more than actual movies now.
Did you see reviews? Like,
yeah.
Like, because I believe hating on something, like this will sound super weird, but hating on something that is objectively bad makes society come together for a reason.
Sure.
Like Game of Thrones, last season.
Yeah.
People were like,
oh, the last
season. We're going to go together to hate on this game.
or not just hate on, but just be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because it built up expectations. Like, expectations were built up with that show, right? Yeah. To be something, and it wasn't. Were you a big Game of Thrones fan?
I was not, and there was, like, I was back in Minnesota. I was in Venezuela. But I was
Bogota, Minnesota. I know that's the wrong country.
Minnesota, Colombia, which is in part in Mexico. we were watching. My friends were watching it. I was not, and I didn't understand the hype. And season 4 was ending, and you know before.
They did 4 or 5. They did four or five.
They did 7.
7.
And
okay.
4 was not. Season 3 was ending. And they were like waiting before. It was like 6 months between one season and another. Now mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, you're going to wait 2 years. But before it was like around 6 months. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, yeah, like the next one is going to start in 2 months. And they were so hyped. They were so ready for it. And I was like, you know, I don't understand what the fuck is with this series. So I started watching it. And I cashed on with them. And then I was super excited. And it felt good because people wanted to watch it together. I believe we missed that from when television was television. That
when
like,
you got an episode every week,
and you got it like it's releasing at this time, and I believe it was releasing still at that moment
Sunday
on
nights.
TV.
Yeah, it was Sunday nights on HBO.
But it was like HBO, not the app. It was TV.
It would go on TV first, and then maybe you would get it on like the apps
later,
like within the night, within a few hours.
Yeah, but people wanted to watch it together, and it was like that moment of like, let's make popcorn. We have to be ready. No one goes to the bathroom. Like I miss that. I kind of miss that. Like now it's like you can just stop it.
There's too many choices, and everyone wants everything on demand, and you can stop it and flex it and do it whatever you want. Flip it, bop it, turn it, reverse it, you know?
Bop it. Yeah. Yeah, like I
twist
feel,
it.
They're like, Netflix, like, are you still there? Twist.
Yeah.
But I would like to go back a little bit to that feeling. Kids don't understand. Like,
they don't understand.
Like, no, I got to go quickly to pee because I got to come back to the show. It's like, why don't
you
pause
don't
it?
Understand.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
You don't understand. you children now, as an old man from the 90s, I'm not in my 90s, I'm from the 1990s. It was a simpler time. Christian, in your country, did they have the Blockbuster video? Would you go to a store, get a physical tape, a physical videotape?
We rented video games.
You got to blow air. All right, and if you didn't get the air in there, your hedgehog couldn't get the rings.
The safety of the fucking games just says, like, don't blow on it. I was like, fuck you. We know better than you. Like,
we know better. We shut up, Mario. I'm going to blow some air up your butt, and you're going to go fast.
It literally says, don't blow on the cassette.
And everyone's
like, shut the fuck up.
Am I going to go from 16-bit to 12-bit? Yeah. Fine. All right, let's roll.
It's like Uno. It's like you cannot place +2 on a +2. It's like, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Right?
We're doing +2s. We're doing +2s. Okay, Milton Bradley, we're +2 in this, all right?
Shut up.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little pause.
Okay.
And we're going to come back trashing the next generation because that's actually the topic I have.
We said we were going to stay positive, and now we're going to trash entire generation.
Because they need to know. They need to know that we're better than them. Okay. Bye. And we are back to trash a whole generation because why not? I have two more topics. Let's go in the first one because we're talking about the content you work with content. What do you think about these, and there's a lot of them, these accounts that they're like just laughter, and it's like account that just like take clips from like specials of like famous people and they
stand-up comics. They take other stand-up comedy
and they just post it, and it's like, yeah, and then apparently like, I've heard this from two different people. One was DJ Rixby, and the other one was Chris Higgins. He told it in his stories. They took like a video of them,
mm-hmm.
probably from Zanies or something like that. They posted in their account.
No, just simply put they put like a logo or something on it?
No, they didn't put shit. Like they
just post the whole video.
They just put the video. And Rixby was like, hey, can you at least tag me on the video? Because, I mean, cool that you're sharing it.
The comedian who wrote the jokes, who performed the jokes, who got up in front of an audience and probably got that film themselves.
Yeah. And he was like, can you at least tag me? And they're like, yeah, this is our plans. And they tried to charge him
for what do you mean this is your plan?
This is our plans. And it's like, if you give them like we have a reach of 400k followers, so if you give us like $20, we post your video. And it's like, it's my video.
But he never paid them money to begin with.
No, they just stole his joke, like his video joke, and they just posted
it. And it got a lot of attention on their platform.
Almost 500k. Well,
part of that is it's called aggregation. So I've worked with websites that are aggregators, and there's a very thin slope between doing that. There's a way to do that and do it in a way that's respectable and is like intuitive of the people that make the actual thing. There's a company I work for, Sports Keto, where like I do a bunch of different stuff on their Snapchats. I know some people think, why Snapchat? It's like, because it's an ad-supported platform.
Okay.
People think it's weird, but I was like, they put ads on it. And you may get mad about ads, but if you want to like make money doing content, where is actual ads? You know what I mean? Okay. Like where is actual advertising? That, you know, so there's one where I just react to footage of people like doing camping stuff, and I just do the simple reacts that they can cut and edit and stuff like that. And I'll do a couple jokes or some reactions and things like that, and they're fun, and I can shoot them in like a day. But with those, the footage is all, from what I'm told, is all cured, and everyone knows that we're using it. Like the people that get it, like we know we're using it.
And you're reacting to, like,
yeah,
like so. What you're posting is not their video. You're posting it's part of their video. You're reacting.
We're mixing a bunch of different footage together from several different creators, almost like a top 10 compilations and stuff like that. But I'm popping in and reacting to this and that and different things with it. Yeah.
Because that
it isn't like just straight taking a clip and putting it up. So what these people are doing is basement level bullshit.
Exactly.
These are grade A hacks. They're not even aggregators. They're just pure
stealing.
Yeah. They're the same thing as like people that take a catalytic converter, you know, like and now
no. People who take catalytic converters, shout out to you. Like, don't take mine. I don't have a car, buddy. It doesn't matter. Don't take mine.
Somehow you're gonna lose a catalytic converter. You don't even have a car.
What if I just have one outside?
You have a bike, but they somehow just cut the middle bar, like the middle bar, like the underneath the middle bar.
I was like, oh no, my bike catalytic converter.
Oh, there's a bar missing on my bike. Like, did they think that was the converter?
I talk about this episode 2. There's a show every year in Florida called Florida Man Contest.
I love it. I do radio. I do Florida Man bits all the time.
So you should know.
I'm aware of the Florida Man competition. Yes.
And one of the things like they have to do is like, avoid the cops. They have to like escape from the cops, and they have to steal a catalytic converter and run back in a bike. They're like, yeah, this is part of us.
You have to get underneath the car, steal a catalytic converter.
And they're like, yeah, this is Florida.
And then somehow become elected mayor of your town. Yeah, like that's also Florida.
That's how you get elected, actually. They don't have a voting system.
Listen, you know I stole Terry's catalytic converter. You want any of these pussies running around not stealing catalytic converters?
They
use
it like a belt. They put it on a belt. They're like, I stole this, so I became the mayor, okay?
Their town flag is just a dude with a mullet and a bad mustache with no shirt on running down the street holding a catalytic converter being chased by the cops.
Dum, 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 dum. That's our mayor. Yeah, no, I love. We need to,
when you come to Schittsburg, Florida, yeah, I need to you go, respect our culture.
I need to go back in time and make that like prioritize that happened. Then come back and Florida's like, that's the flag. Their anthem is like Nicki Minaj.
This is the algorithm for people that don't like America, that this is what they want to see. The whole country is ridden by crime. And look at these idiots and all that stuff. Yeah.
But I believe like, actually, I do believe, like, if that happens and the mayor is, like, the one who steals more catalytic converter in the year, like, something like that, for some reason, it will be better. Because...
How so?
Because I believe these people, members of the cartel, the mafia, like, usually, they steal in your face. And they are bad in your face. but they're pretty loyal with their people. If this is a mayor, like, the whole city is their people. So, like, if you are coming,
they run the cartels, run the towns.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially in Latin American culture, they run a town. They don't just
like Medellin.
They're not. Yeah.
Like Medellin is like where Pablo Escobar was. That city was built up on drugs, and that city is beautiful because they're like, this is where we live. So we're gonna like. So I do believe, like, if this happened, that guy is going to take care of his people. Mm. No one from outside will...
That is such a different thing about Latin American culture. Like, I've heard about this, where they have there's an entire genre of songs about cocaine dealers. And there's
beautiful
just, like...
Sounds.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, wonderful song. Just praising these wonderful people that make drugs that give people strokes. You know, like yeah.
Dude, Latin America have a lot of sounds that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
There's one like the song in Spanish says, "Porque eres demasiado niña para saber besar."
It sounds so beautiful.
So it's like this guy singing a song saying, "You're like, I would love to be with you, but you're too young to know how to kiss."
I feel bad that I said it was beautiful.
And it's like, and it's like a merengue. It's like, "Porque eres demasiado niña." And we're like, "Yay.
Hey, girl. I understand. You just graduated the eighth grade. Want it, but I can't have it."
There's another one. It's a salsa. It's called Simón.
Okay.
And Simón. It's about...
It's about Simón?
It's about Simón.
Okay.
That Simón was born in a hospital.
Okay.
In 1986.
Okay.
Verano del 86, yeah, in summer. Okay. It's important.
Okay, it's important.
And he is transgender.
Oh.
And the song is about he moved to, like, I believe he's United States, actually. And his parents went to visit him mm-hmm. without notifying him. And when he opened the door, it was a woman. And it's the whole song is about his dad was a military. So the whole song is about how he disappointed his dad. His dad's hating him, and I believe at the end of the song he commits unaliving himself, and it's that salsa. So people are like, "Yay!
No! No!
Yeah. Simón!
No!
No se puede corregir!
No! No! Stop dancing! Stop! Why are you dancing? This is totally it doesn't match up.
I know." This is Latino songs. Yeah.
But I don't understand whether... I thought, like, all of it's a music of love and romance and people banging.
Put your cell phone out.
What?
Put your cell phone out.
Put my cell phone out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put my... What do I need? Okay.
I just want to put the sound, but I don't know where... Oh, okay. I have... Okay, I got it. Okay.
Why would they be all dance? That's so sad.
It is, but
that's like a ballad.
And we're like, yeah.
The music doesn't match the lyrics at all. People are just like, "No, I want club bangers, no matter what."
Wait.
This is the song? My dad came over my house.
And yeah. No se puede.
Have I heard this in a laundromat? I think it was a fun song.
It says, wait. "You cannot correct nature. A tree that is born twisted, like crooked, you cannot, like, strain it out."
Oh, come on, dude. No, why? This is why I don't get it.
Latino.
What is going on?
Latino music.
I know, but that just sounds like a man asking a woman to, like, "Hey, I love you, woman. Let's go off to the valley and have a weekend." No, it's me and my father are no longer going to have a relationship.
There's another one that's called Pedro Navaja. That is a guy who is a thief. Mm. And he tried to...
A thief?
Yeah, a robber.
Okay, right.
A Minnesota guy.
Every time I see you now, I'm gonna be like, "How's Minnesota?"
Oh, it's been good. Like, the politics in Minnesota. I don't mean. But the song is about this guy that he tries to rob this woman,
mm-hmm.
and the song basically says, like, they were, like, she was having a really bad day,
mm-hmm.
and he is like a really bad guy. He doesn't care about people. So in the song, he goes to her and he tried to steal from her, but she had a gun in her purse.
Mm.
So she shot him, but he got the time to to stab her. So they both die. And then this homeless guy who was around just goes to see what the fuck happened, and he kept the gun, the knife, and all the money they had on. And the message at the end is like, the life gives you surprises. And it's like a salsa. It's like
what the fuck, dude? What? Dude, that that's a Metallica song.
Wait.
This is not. No, come on, man. No, why? Why are you dancing? Stop dancing.
People dance to this.
A man's been shot. A woman's been stabbed. Why are we
They're
dancing?
They're both dead, actually.
What?
They're both dead.
They're both dead.
And Latino is like, yay.
Yes.
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 Yes. I know how to pronounce it, but I forget.
I know, but you're correcting me, and I'm an asshole.
No, but I would love to have you on Punchline This, because I have Punchline This, and I have some typos on all the premises. I have like 80 premises and on random, and I have like a couple of typos.
Choose your own punchline type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple of typos, and during the whole show, like one, I put healthcare and I forgot to put the H, so it was like health without the H. Health care. They were like, he doesn't know how to fucking write, blah, 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 just mocking me. Then
was this like on a screen? Like,
on a screen. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then things you can say on a and soon call, like A-N, and soon call, and something else. And it's like, you don't have, what the fuck with that first N? Like, it's A soon call. Like, no,
as someone who only speaks one language, I always think it's ridiculous if you're like overly, you know, I'm like messing around, like we're having fun, yeah, with comics, but like anytime like someone's like really critical of someone's like English or something like that, and it's not their first language, I'm always like, why? Someone that's not like their number one language. That person, if you were in their country, and I would be awful. I'd be embarrassing myself left and right. I'd be in every conversation that I couldn't even start or finish. How would I function? Like, and then we have like apps and stuff like that that would just get us through an entire trip. I can go to another country right now and with my phone, like order food and stuff like that. Reasonably, it'll be uncomfortable for everyone else around me who just has to like listen to some stranger's phone. Excuse me.
Quiero los tamales.
Que te los tamales. You know, like it does a bad AI.
They're right? Like, no tenemos tamales ahorita. Oh fuck! I need to go.
What happened?
We don't have tamales. But in Spanish, no tenemos tamales. You're like, I guess I'm not eating today. This is exactly all I prepare.
No, what I'm used to is a guy comes into a bar late at night and interrupts an open mic and is like, tamales. Like someone's
I love
on
that guy.
Stage.
Dude,
someone's
I love
on stage. Tamales.
Well. At the end of the show, like, they were mocking me, like, with all my mistakes. And at the end,
so you had like a PowerPoint presentation or something like that.
No, like I'll show you later. Yeah. It's a video with a lot of slides. But the last, and this is random. But the last one of the show, the last one was like, thank you speech from someone who can only speak Spanish.
Okay.
So all the comics have to do a thank you speech in Espanol. Dude, and they were suffering. They were like, yo.
But you give it to them, they have to read it or no?
No, they have to improvise a speech.
Oh,
and they're
no.
Like, yo,
no.
La casa grande, gracias, mucho bueno. And I was like, you see?
That's funny.
And then
that's so funny.
Dude, and Harold just went in, and he's like,
Harold Patrick,
yeah. And he just went in like, tamales, and he fucking won with that shit. I'm like, because he was funny as fuck.
Harold's a sleeper funny dude.
Yeah. Harold is super fucking funny. But that's our Latino songs. What do you think about our Latino songs?
It's so beautiful. Well, I'm Irish. There's a lot of Irish songs when you hear them, and everyone thinks Irish songs are about just it's some vague allusion to like revolution and depression. Some of it's all on there, but it's also, it can be very sing-songy and joyful and dancing. And, but also like the Irish identity is based in like, express yourself in art and then don't say anything else. Express yourself in
don't explain
like it. You only express yourself in like conversations in a formal way. But like private conversations are very, very like, no, it's only in art. You only do okay. song and art and get it all out. It's all there. It's generations of people that needed therapy before therapy was a thing, you know? But then also like the whole Irish identity is this like thing like where we were, you know, co-opted by the British and we were oppressed. Like that Irish identity.
That's on the
like
music
that.
And the art.
So like there's a lot of that within that of like constantly having like defining yourself, redefining yourself. And a lot of it's sad, but then there'll be like the music of it will be like very oh wonderful, you know. Like,
Sasa has his period where they went crazy with the lyrics. The lyrics is like, yeah, like this guy stabbed this woman killed him, and the homeless steal from both of them. Let's fucking dance.
Yeah, but it's a banger, dude. And like everyone's singing the song. Everyone knows the words. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. Dude, there's a bunch of Irish songs that are like the same thing. There's a bunch of traditional songs. There's Whiskey in the Jar is like a very, very, very old traditional Irish song. Metallica covered it. Thin Lizzy, an Irish rock band in the 70s, made it popular, but it'd been around a long time. And it's about a guy who gets imprisoned, who's like hammered and like kills a British soldier. And the whole time he's just thinking about his girl and like being in her bed and stuff like that.
Depressed. Wouldn't
that be great? But now he's in prison.
And they're like,
whiskey in the jar. I'm gonna die in a prison.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. We love this song. Like,
that guy's gonna die in a prison. Let's
yeah,
look. Yeah.
People in the pits, like, just
yeah, my mosh,
having
yeah.
a good time.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. With the songs about a guy, okay, like a lot of Metallica is like that. I love Metallica, but a lot of it's like pretty sad shit. You know, you're having a great old time. But, oh, man, that song's about a guy who, like, lost all his limbs in a war.
Yeah, it's not like Evanescence. She was like, no, this song is depressing. You're going to be depressed.
But isn't that, like, what comedy is sort of like that, too? Like, I get up there and all my jokes are, like, sad bullshit, right? But it's just out. It's done. It's in a song now.
But you have to make it funny.
You have to make it funny.
Because I've seen people who are, like, complaining about their life. I want to own a life myself. I've been taking too much Xanax. And you know what's bad about Xanax? And it's like, okay, here's the joke. That makes you sleepy. It's like, you're just talking about your life, dude. Like, no, no, no. You got to make it funny. Like, what the fuck?
What
like, make
do?
It funny. But with this, with make tragedy funny or danceable, we're going to end the episode. But we're going to come back for the bonus content that I do not put on Spotify, but I do post on YouTube. So, adios.
Bye. Bye.
You have any shows coming up? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of different shows and stuff like that. You can follow me on my Instagram at KevKellam6. That's KevKellam6.
I probably won't put it there because it's a lot of
maybe jobs. Something will be here.
No.
Nope. Yeah, and then
you can point out. I won't put anything.
You can see my wrestling stuff on Sports Kita Wrestling, and then if you like rock music, I'm on Q101, Chicago's alternative rock radio station. You can scream that. You can scream it.
Dude, you can
anywhere
have,
in
you
the
need
world.
To send me all of that so I can put it in the because usually. It's gay porn that is on the green screen, but I can change it for a moment. For
I didn't know
you have been the whole time like, whoa,
look at that. Look at that.
But yeah, bye.
Bye.